Hello, this is Tassie Hill, Bright Lights Pathfinders with BBS Radio. It's good to see and hear all of you. Boy, what a week. Christmas is over and we're in for the new year. Gosh, 2008. Open the gates. Don't be late, cause it's time for a new beginning. Let's get those calling numbers. It's area code 877-876-5227. That's USA only. And toll-free number is 888-815-9756. That's USA and Canada. The direct line is 530-876-3222. We're going to have a guest next week. I want to prepare you. It's Reverend Kendra. She's written several books on the different. One of the books that she's written is about, is called Hands. It's the marriage of the Wiccan ways, and I'm not going to tell you too much about it. A real special person is going to call in, hopefully, in the next few minutes to talk about Reverend Kendra and her book. And so I'll just give you a little heads up on that one. Whew, it's going to be great. But I wanted to also talk to you a little bit about the spark that we have going on. I lit a candle for everybody in my tradition on Christmas. And I thought, you know, that one little spark, that one little candle lights a candle for everybody, right? One candle light. Astro taught me this, a friend of mine. He says, and I said, I'll light your candle. And he says, okay, and now I'll light a candle for so-and-so. And then that lights the candle for eternity. So our lights will never, ever burn out. Isn't that the truth? And you think about it, it's not, the flame is not male nor female. Oh, we've got a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, y'all, this is there. Abby.
Excuse me?
This is Abby.
Hey, Abby. Been waiting on your call. I was just talking about Reverend Kendra.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You want to tell us, this is who I was talking about, everybody. This is Reverend Kendra's. What would we call you? What's special to her?
I would be one of her parishioners at her church.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on there.
Okay. Well, it's Reverend Dr. Kendra Hovey, and the church is the First Church of Wicca in Duxbury, Massachusetts.
Uh huh.
And she's a high priestess and has been, I'd say, for well over 11 years. And she formed this church a couple years back.
Mm-hmm.
And she just had this book published in November. It's on hand fasting, the pagan guide to commitment rituals. And that will be the book she would be talking about.
Yeah. This is awesome. I didn't want to give too much away. I wanted you to.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very good book. It's all about... basically, hand fasting is a pagan tradition of getting married. So it's the same commitment. And it goes through the to pagans getting married, pagans married interfaith relations, and it goes through various ways to services that a person could have.
She was talking to me about flowers and the colors.
Oh, it does. It goes all through the flowers. The different flowers and what they mean and why you would choose them and what special meanings they would have, and also depending upon what time of the year and what you might want, and it goes through colors and the different meanings of colors, especially for the bride's dress.
Wow. Is there a specific dress that they wear or ritual? How does one become, and how long do they have to be engaged, or What I'm sure people want to know, is it much like the, it's not like any other, is it its own atmospheric ways, not like the Jewish traditions or the Christian traditions or the, it's its own, just like those are their own. Do they go through counseling before?
That would depend upon your actual person who officiated over your wedding, over your hand fasting. Most your high priestesses would want you to go through counseling because it's the, you know, you want to make sure you're in love with the person you're getting ready to commit yourself to.
Right.
It's obviously not a requirement, but you'd want to make sure that this was a well thought out thing for the rest of your life. Or for as long as, and it's not unlike that you are allowed to part ways, as they call it, which would be the equivalent to a divorce. But in case things didn't work out, it's not, you're not stuck in the relationship forever. But you want to make sure you're in love with the person you're going to be with.
Who chooses the colors, Abby?
The bride does. Well, I'm sure the bride and the groom together choose it, but it'd be very similar to most other weddings that you're used to. The bride primarily does most of the work, the picking of the colors. And oftentimes they work with the high priestess who is marrying, who's creating the hand fasting.
Okay.
But it's personal. It's, you have a certain amount of ritual that you would expect that the high priestess would oversee, but at the same time it's your personal hand fasting. So you have your own personal touch.
Right. My daughter's getting married in like 9 weeks, and wow, I'm really picking on the colors and what they mean and represent to her.
Mm.
And she's like, wow, I didn't know that. And I said, yeah. You know, I've been looking, you know, and telling her about the colors and the numbers. When she picked her date, I was like adding them up real quick in my head, saying that means this and that means that. And she's going, oh, my gosh.
That's right.
So, yeah. So I'm just really into all that. So, you know, the spiritualities of combining everything together, you know, making it just sink in really well. So,
you know, and it's, you know, the book does go through what if you're, one of you is a pagan, the other one is from a different religion, and how to make it all work.
Oh, that's really true, too.
Yes.
I didn't think of that.
Yes. You know, it's like any other, you know, commitment. Not both parties are always of the same background.
Do they use any crystals or any part of the earth as well?
Yeah, again, that would be somewhat individualized for each hand fasting. They could. It would depend how much they want to go into it. You would be traditionally, I believe, casting a circle, which is calling in the elements. Which is, you know, in a way, you in one of them is calling in the earth.
Right.
You know, so it's the air, fire, water, earth, and spirit that you're calling in. And the god and goddess to watch over and protect and be a part of your life.
Oh man, isn't that just so beautiful?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it just makes me just want to jump for joy.
Mm.
That I would just love to get a hold of her book and read it. When is it going to be out? Is it out now?
What was that?
Is her book out now on the shelves?
Oh yes, it is. It's out on the shelves. It's on in all the major stores. It's online.
Oh, and great.
Yep.
I'm going to have to get it and read it before she comes on next week. You think she'll be able to get on next week? I haven't talked to her this past week. I talked to her the week before.
I'm not sure, but we'll check to see if it's doable.
That would be fantastic.
Right.
Oh, Abby. Is there any more? I was just going to talk to you a little bit about the candles as well. You know, do y'all use the candle ceremonies or the colors in the candles as well? That's what I was getting ready to talk about right before you call it in.
Well, as far as candles go, you always have a god and goddess candle. The god is gold and the goddess is silver.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's tradition. Represents them always.
Do you remember that night right before we talked about Dr. Chandra coming on the show? I had lit a candle, the purple candle, and it had three wicks in it.
Mm.
And you said, I think you were going out to celebrate, what was it?
Would have been Samhain, I think.
Yeah. And you said that you used that only for one thing. What was it?
Oh, I used a three-wick candle I use for Maiden Mother Crone. And I always use purple for the spirit.
Uh-huh.
You know, the spirit being your direct connect.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was using it for the spirits and that I was connecting to. And I was using it for the purple I used for the ultraviolet of Saint Germain to send all the negative energies up to and turn it into the positive energies.
Mm. Well, that's what you would expect from the spirit. You don't expect positive.
Right. But I just want all the negativity to turn positive.
That's right.
Right. Oh, Abby, it's really great to talk to you.
I
would love for you to just discuss anything that you have on your mind about your religion and everybody. There's so many out there that if there is a way that what we should have done is had you had VBS call you in and so others could call in and ask questions for you. We'll have to do that one time.
Yeah, we can do that another time.
Yeah.
But my religion is Wicca, which means it's the newer religion of witchcraft.
Uh-huh.
Came around in this century in America. But it's really about loving the earth, being a part of the earth, believing in more than one god and goddess. But it's all about, you know, the underlying principle comes down to harming none, which I think is the most important thing. You know, everyone's got to remember that you take care of yourselves and you take care of everyone else.
That's so true.
You know, many times people think that, you know, they might get the misconception about Wicca or witches, but it's all about, you know, love and...
That's right. Beauty, just loving.
Yeah. And, you know, I enjoy it. The church in Duxbury, it's called the First Church of Wicca. And I enjoy going there. There's, you know, there's a group of people that show up, and we have members not only locally, but we have out-of-state members that connect and occasionally show up, but they'll do... they'll call in and speak to Reverend Dr. Kendra on the phone, or some of them take classes via the internet. It's you know, it's been a great way of community, of spiritual life, and learning.
You know, it's amazing. I just have to tell everyone, we've known each other since our birth, practically. I know, and we've never really discussed this.
Yeah.
We just never really have. It's just really neat. You know, I did that that Reiki on your sister when she was here and left half of her body so she could see. And she was begging me and begging me and begging me, please finish the other half of my body. And I said, okay. You know, but I left it there for like 10 minutes, you know. Just to let her feel the difference. But it was an experience in itself. So, you know, we all have it in us, in our hearts. We just have to listen with our hearts and not our minds and follow our hearts wherever it leads us on our path, that bright light pathfinder's way. That's why, you know, everybody's got that path. I'm just one bright, and everybody else is, you know, has to find their own, you know, and just be true to themselves.
Yeah, that's what's important.
That's so true.
Just, you know, everyone has to have their own personal truth,
mm-hmm.
and they have to try to live by them.
Yeah, and just make sure that they don't lie to themselves and that they really, really, really keep on that track, because it's a yearning inside, almost like a intrusive fire that burns inside them. And, you know, it's like I told Ashley the other night. She said she was talking to me about how, you know, that she was, we were having that little moment of before, she said she was holding on to my hands, you know. I guess, Abby, this is really neat, because that book is called Hands. And she says, Mamas, she calls me Mamas. She says, I'm holding on to both of your hands really tight, and I'm getting ready to let go of one and hold on to my new husband's hand. And I'm going to be a new tree, and I'm going to let go of that tree. And then she opened a book, and she said, see this book? At the very end is a page, and I'm going to be writing a new book of life. I said, well, look at it as writing a new chapter, because we continuously write in our books of life. But hands is what she used as replica of what she was doing. She says, I'm taking a new hand.
Yeah, and that's so true. You know, when you do a hand fasting, it is all about the you know, touching of hands. The partners hold each other's hands, and it's a ribbon or a cord or something is, you know, wrapped around them to show the union between the two, creating a hand fasting.
Oh, that's so neat, because I just watched my son's video where he got married and they wrapped it and wrapped it and wrapped it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had never seen that before.
It's a very old tradition.
Yeah, and I had my hands grasped in the video. Just oh, man, that was so beautiful. Marriage is such a unique, beautiful union.
Yes, it is.
But we marry in so many different ways, not just as husband and wife, but into everything that we feel that we connect to in the unconditional love, you know, that we believe in. But when you marry with a spouse, no matter what you choose as your spouse, that is the most ultimate communication of all things.
That's very true.
Be able to share and wrap that bond. You know, Abby, I see the communications of all these little threads of different electromagnetic auras around each person. And you think of it this way, every time you connect with any kind of communication, whether it's verbal or nonverbal communication, we have this one golden thread that hooks to our higher selves and to, as you say, the God or goddesses or God or the Creator. And the cord is like the umbilical cord that connects to us. And each time that we get some strength to gain to us, it ties this little knot. But when we get our soulmate, that silver and gold thread twines together and makes that cord very, very, very strong. But made up inside of us is all the different colors of all the different people, places, and things that we've connected to along the way, you know? And that is like the DNA strands that we have inside of us, except mm-hmm. for all the different colors made up, which makes the creations of the world. That's the way I used to see it, and as a child, when I was really little, trying to make sense of everything.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. When you pick your partner that you wish to spend your life with, you have a very strong bond between, and your connection, your cord is very strong. And at the same time, you're still connected to the God and Goddess and everyone else throughout the whole world.
Uh-huh.
No.
And so that's why when we speak one's name or think one's name in a thought process, It throws out that energy field, and even good or bad, happy or sad, that energy of that thought process of that person's name should be blessed before it's spoken or thought of, because it comes right back to you as a mirror image. And in that cord, because it's connected.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah. Oh, blessings, Abby.
Thank you, Kathy.
I don't want to keep you, but you can stay on as long as you'd like, unless you feel like there's other callers calling in.
Well, I would like to give other people a chance to call in.
Okay.
That's only fair.
Well,
but I'll keep listening to your show.
Okay, well, soon I want you to be like a guest on the show, and so people can call in. I'm sure they'll have a lot of questions for you.
Oh, I would enjoy that, Kathy.
Well, thanks, Abby, for calling.
You're welcome, and we'll see about getting Reverend Dr. Kinderon.
Okay. Blessings.
Right. Blessings.
Hope to talk to you before the new year. Give me a call sometime.
I will.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, what a beautiful soul she is. She has answered a lot of my questions and helped me see an analogy in other ways. That just lifted me up so. But I was just thinking about the candle and the sacred flames before she called, and the myth and the mysteries of it, you know? And I was thinking, we're all created like a flame in our soul. Have you ever thought of that? And our flame just doesn't ever go out. It's just like the breath that we were made of from the creators, the creation of us. It breathed breath into us. And that's why soul is man. It's like, if we just keep that fire going and let that oxygen breathe that candle, then it'll always be. We come into this world, I've said before, with two things, to reproduce and to breathe. To reproduce and to breathe. You know? And if everyone would just let everyone have their own belief systems and their ways and feelings and combine them together and connect, think of the peace and tranquility we would have on this earth and not be so uptight. I've been uptight. Oh, I've been uptight for the past couple of weeks, and I'm sorry. Sorry is if you've done something intentional, but I gotta have a hip replacement, and that's been on my mind, but maybe not. So I asked for prayers, if everybody can give me some prayers. Anyway, the toll-free number, USA only, is 877-876-5227. That's in the USA only. Toll-free is 888-815-9756. That's USA and Canada. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. Please call in, and I do some unique type readings. I read from my journal. I ask you to pick a color, any color journal, any color, and then I ask you to pick a number. And then it pretty much marks you right on the spot of what you're thinking, feeling, doing, seeing, hearing, believing. And pretty unique way. Or I'll ask you to go into a white room or the atmosphere or pick an animal totem. You can pick a number. There's all different types of ways I go. But I would love to give some readings out. So give me a call. intuitive type. I'll just pull a page right now. I'll just think of a number myself. I'm going to pick orange, and I'm going to pick a number 12. Let's see what number 12 says. This is for you in the radio station, in the radio waves that connect us out to everywhere. Oh, sweet words falter far beyond sound, in a distance like melody soon to be someday found. Interwoven and hidden within golden strands of pearls were well-kept treasures of faint shadows of reality's world, where dreams and pretends and precious memories within our minds, where things were magic and make-believe we did find. Cast our wishes upon twinkle, twinkle, little star, and the existence of safe haven, where make-believe knows who we are, becomes magic and like the genie lamps in the crevices that we did rub, in the heart's possessions that dearly believe in the luck, rubbing up the luck with love, in thinking of twinkle and twinkle, twinkle's little star, in the white rabbit's foots that rubbed hard enough with dew, seeming every color of the rainbow in the kaleidoscopes that we did look through, holding one eye fluttered shut and spun the majestic scope around, and in my mind every special ways and picked all around, there was Dreamland Town. But now we see out far and wide that that was not magic and make-believe that we did find, for it was our reality all this time. That's what page 12 was in The Winds of Time. That was page 12 in that journal. Well, I can also... Hello?
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 Hello, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Ah.
This is Tassie.
Ah, hello, Tassie. How are you this evening?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I was listening to your previous guest there.
Yeah.
Sounds fairly knowledgeable upon the recent addition to the Wiccan Ways there.
Well, that's good. That was Abby.
Yeah. And I heard you starting to do some readings there.
Who am I speaking with?
This would be Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl. Well, tell me what you're thinking and feeling.
What I'm thinking and feeling?
Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking that if I called in, maybe I could get a reading.
Okay. Would you like to go out there into some dimensional type readings?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Okay. Let me get a pen.
Okay.
And a pencil. I'm going to use purple for you. I like purple for you.
Purple, huh? Okay, good.
Okay. Now, would you choose any type of, let's go out into the universe, okay?
Okay.
Now, we're going to just travel afar.
All right.
You just zoom on out there. You can travel by your mind, body, spirit, soul. You can travel in a ship or any way you want to get there. You can use your wings.
I'm having a little bit of a hard time understanding you.
Okay, is this better?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Okay. You can get there any way you want to.
All right, thank you.
You can land on the star, the sun, the moon. You can keep on going until there's just nowhere else to go, but there always is somewhere to go. You can land anywhere you would like. But when you get there, would you give me some descriptive adjectives of what you're feeling?
Okay, I didn't catch the last part again. I'm sorry.
Would you give me some descriptive adjectives, like feelings of what you feel the experience of what you're experiencing, why you get there, and when you get there.
Oh, as I'm traveling there?
Yeah, so when you get there.
I'm still having trouble comprehending what you're saying. I'm sorry. It's the bubble on the phone there.
It's like
your mouth, not near the mouthpiece. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's right up on it.
Oh, okay. I'm just having some problems then with my phone, evidently. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay, descriptive adjectives, experiencing what one feels, like love, excitement, generosity, euphoria.
Okay, concerning...
While you're traveling there, and then when you get there.
Okay.
Now you can actually become the place that you are. Like a star.
All right.
Or like the moon. Or even the air.
Well, right now, just start feeling every molecule in the body start to simultaneously vibrate. And the vibrations start to intensify. And they're intensifying more, and my molecules are starting to separate. But at the same time, they're now changing into particles of light. These particles of light being focused into a beam. And that's how I'm traveling.
Okay.
It's almost instantaneously, as there is no such thing as time. To light, it doesn't seem like there's only space restrictions.
Space restrictions, what you say? Excuse me?
Restrictions of space.
Okay, restrictions. Okay, now give me some descriptive adjectives of what you're feeling there.
Warmth. Lightness, light euphoria, some imaging,
anything else?
Nope.
Okay, now we're going to travel back down real slowly, but at light speed now, down, 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 into the Earth's atmosphere. Now we're traveling downward, and you're landing on the Earth. You there?
I'm already back.
That you can be a particle in the earth, you can be any type of entity on the earth, you can be a plant life or an insect creature or an animal or a human or anything from way back when. You can be the water, you can be anything in the woods, the trees, the forest, but you're part of the earth. And tell me what you're feeling now. As you feel it'll just focus a second and then give me some descriptive adjectives there.
When I come back down, I don't hit dry land. Molecules mix in with the ocean, becoming part of that. And having a sense of being greater than oneself, but yet being small, but yet being part of the bigger, part of the whole. Waves. power.
What was the first one?
What?
You said power. What'd you say before that?
What?
You said power and part of the whole, and then you said something, and then power.
Waves.
Waves?
Waves. Big waves. Little
okay.
Waves. Tide.
Okay, that's great.
Feel the sand underneath me.
What does it cause you to feel?
You can feel each molecule as the molecules slide around each other. The actual rocks, reefs.
Okay, you're
in
giving
one place, but yet everywhere at once.
What do you feel about that? What experience?
Omnipotent.
Huh?
Omnipotent.
Omnipotent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I want you to go into a home or a house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It can be any type of home or house, but I want it to be kind of like a white room. And feel that feeling for a moment. And then describe the feelings that you feel in a white room. You can have it with anything
in
you want. A white room. You can have windows and doors. You can have furniture in there. You can become the white room, or you can be a part of the white room, or you can just be standing in the white room, or you can be leaning out a window. But just describe your feelings you have there.
Warmth, radiation, radiating.
Okay.
Descending. Showing.
Showing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, will you paint the room, or you can put cloth in the room, or it can be any color in the room, or you can stand outside of the room and just have color everywhere. Color, just color. Or it can just be a little color, but think of a color.
I just want to exist within the room as a purple flame.
A purple flame?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And concentrate on that purple flame for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell me some feelings that you get towards that flame.
Definitely not heat. Not cold, neutral.
Okay.
Can be consuming.
Okay.
Knowledge, wisdom, knowing. I. Inside.
Say that again.
I. Inside.
Oh, excuse me?
I.
E-Y-E?
Yes.
Okay.
Inside.
Inside.
Bridge. Outside.
Okay. So you feel like you feel a bridge, like you're a bridge, and you also feel you're outside. Those
and
are
inside.
Feelings. Those are your feelings?
I'm near that flame, yes.
Okay. Now, as the color shifts into an animal in the room, Are you still in the room, or are you going outside of the room?
I'm still within the room.
Animal. or any creature that it could be. It can be any type of creature that's ever made or thought of.
Mm-hmm. Great golden dragon.
Wow.
Just awesome. Shiny.
Well, give me feelings that you feel. Are you the dragon, or are you looking at it, or are you touching it, or is it just sitting there, or what?
Touching it. I'm looking at it. It is moving. It's not threatening toward me, no.
Okay.
This is a great beast, so definitely. Definitely. It's not ugly, no. It is a gorgeous beast.
Okay, what feelings do you get? What are you feeling inside yourself?
Warmth, compassion.
Okay.
And grace, whatever that means.
Grace?
Mm-hmm. I was told to say grace.
Okay. Okay, now with water. It's
what?
Got to have water. You've got to have some water with it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So think of what water represents. It can be a drop of water. It can be a whole lot of water. It can be a river, an ocean, a waterfall, a creek bed.
Mm-hmm.
It can be just water everywhere. You can be in the water. You can be looking at the water. You can be drinking the water.
Mm-hmm.
But you can even become the water. And give me descriptive adjectives.
Okay.
What you're feeling.
Hot tub. In the water, relax, bubbly. Bubbly.
Okay, and what are you doing with it?
Not the bubbles.
What does it cause you to feel? It feels
it
relaxed.
It causes me to feel relaxation.
Uh-huh.
Which is nice.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Stretches out, relax muscles, open sinuses, breathe.
Okay. Just easy going.
Aromatherapy.
Okay.
Scented oils.
Now, just step out of the hot tub and just relax and bring yourself back to yourself, and I'm going to tell you about what we just did.
Okay.
Okay. When you traveled outward into the universe, you're very, very, very easily led to do some traveling with your spirit. You do a lot of vision quests and a lot of, you easily can help others on paths. You can separate things with empathicness and abilities. You're very gifted with that area. You focus into other realms. At the same time, you can focus into yourself and be holistic with what you're doing. but you can focus in on several people at one time, giving gifts of, you're very gifted. You can change into different, like a shapeshifter. You dissolve into little molecules as you travel, is what you said. So therefore, you disintegrate and then bring yourself back together when you travel. You do a lot of dream interpretation type things, and you also do aura readings. When you travel, you do you don't believe that there is any restrictions out there. You don't believe there's any restrictions here as well. You believe also that you can do anything in any given time. There is a warmth to yourself being, and as take yourself to the stars of it's almost like take me to your leader, earthling type thing when you come back down to earth. Which you yourself are. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Is it on target so far?
Oh, very much on target.
Okay. I thought I had lost you because I'm getting beeps into my phone.
Oh, no. I'm just sitting here listening to you. It's been very fabulous, and you're very marvelous.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've got a lot more to go here, and I'm going to try to get it in before we go off the air. You used the word euphoria. I want to elaborate on that, because the euphoria that you feel is that when you are working with other people and the entities out there that you pick up on and bring back, and you tend to help others cross over as well as they come to you and send messages, you give messages to others as well that have that come to and fro and imaging in the imaging processes that you receive, kind of like a rear view mirror within your forehead.
Yes, I understand the workings of let's say I have a different understanding of the workings of energy, and I'll just leave it at that.
Yes, and the way that you break it down into molecules, and then the vibrations raise higher and higher and higher and intensify more, and then you separate them and change them into the lightest light and focus them into being as they travel. When they become no time, and instantaneously you change them back into their places after you've worked with them. Kind of like a clean out of a Roto-Rooter system.
Very correct.
And then on dry land, when you came back to Earth, you see the creation of the whole atmosphere of the Creator making the heavens and the earth and separating them. That's why you see almost like the sand being the sands of time in an hourglass, except for almost as if each grain of sand represented each person, place, and thing along the way.
How interesting.
How particles of each piece of sand was a replica of everything that had ever been given. And then the waves come and the tides, and everything has to have its place of being able to rest down in the shifts of the moon, and the tides have to, how you are very... The reason I say that is because of you kept using the word, you kept using the word neutral and balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And so then with tide, the tides and the waves go with the shifts of the moon, mm-hmm. and the way that you traveled upward into the solar system,
mm-hmm.
and brought things back with the vibrations, and though there was no time. But yet, you go with the evolvement of that the rhythms are of things and the vibrations. And so it's radiating and descending
So it's like the moment of the day where the sun rises and falls. Mm-hmm. And so the spirituality of yourself is where man descends and then creates himself back up into the highest form of level that one can be. And you're almost here as a destiny to bring others up as high as they can go in an octave, sound and tone and pitch wise. It's like you use your hearing and then you use your third eye as the visionary for others to be. You chose the purple flame as it had no heat and not cold, but it was neutral and balanced, but yet can be consuming. That was your sentence. And that, to me, is passive-aggressive versus assertiveness. So the personality within yourself is at times the center of the flame if you realize that it is neither male nor female, but it is very balanced as a yin and yang type situation. So therefore the mystery of the human's existence is 3D in your era. You're more three-dimensional as a person, and the wisdom and knowledge you apply, you absorb more knowledge gaining each and every moment of the day and try to apply it to wisdom. If you can stay balanced in that bridge that's outside oneself but is inside, but you have to use the third eye within yourself at all times. You have become very evolved inside yourself and naturalized, but there is something outside your realm of your humanistic side that is keeping you sidetracked to a slight degree because you're on a rope bridge instead of a steel bridge. The rope bridge actually is good because you can take it different places and throw it and cross that bridge when you need be. It's almost like a Golden Gate bridge because you chose the Golden Dragon, which was the great Golden Dragon, you called it, as the creature, and it was very shiny, and was touching and moving and non-threatening.
Yes.
That represents what others see in you, as well as what you see in yourself as the great beast, which was warmth and compassion. It gives you a lot of grace and a very big grace period because you feel like that we are in the grace of God, and the creature is giving you grace because it is so that we are trying to bring peace and tranquility to all creatures, great and small, and to the entities of the realms that have been so looked down upon, that have not given itself a chance, that humankind has not given some things a chance to be understood by, just like when Abby called to give an understanding to pagan and Wiccan. So other religions have looked at them as a different way, and you are trying to balance that out and help man and humankind to come together and evolve to make us all as one. And the water in the hot tub is you relaxing and understanding that this is going to work out and come together, that we are all going to go to the same place, and that you have definite positivity outlook on what we are all here for, coming together and making this work, and as light workers, and open-mindedness and freedom, and the as if using the natural aromatherapy and all of our senses to bring this all to work together in the good and the glory of everything. And that's what I got.
Well, thank you for a marvelous reading.
And I hope that was on target for you.
Yeah, sure sounded like it. So, and we'll see just what happens in the upcoming year. And thank you for allowing me to be on here and talk to you this evening.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Blessings to you, Tassie.
Blessings to you as well. Allowing me to read him, and thank you for allowing me to take up your time tonight. I love to do my work. I love to share the beauty and tranquility of I just love to share the love and the
and just want to make the world go round a little smoother. And always remember, everybody, listen with your hearts and not your minds, because our minds are made of men of people, places, and things along the way. We have to listen with our insides, and that's what it's all about. It's all about the way that we were made inside when we first, before we even got here. And remember, light that candle inside yourself. It's already lit. Just always remember that we are the light, and the light never extinguishes. And I just want to just make an energy ball and make it big and strong and send it out to the universe and make it just so extreme to where it'll never, 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 ever be anything but positive. Always stay in the moment. If you stay in the moment, then nothing can matter. Nothing. Because we are always right where we put ourselves. We'll never get lost. Yesterday is a canceled chat. Tomorrow is the promissory note, and today is ready cash, so use it wisely. Bright Lights Pathfinders, over and out. Tassie.